the trade.
That's right. Tools of the trade, mother truckers.
I thought aliens had landed for a second.
That is the sounds of a Korg Delta. I don't think I've ever seen one of these in the flesh, Brad. So I'm glad you brought one in.
Yeah, they're pretty weird.
It's a we're going right back to 1978.
Yeah, I found out a lot about Deltas today.
Okay, good. That's good.
I was like, oh, shit, I need to pretend I know about this thing.
Why don't we get right off the bat by you just letting everyone know your Auckland band situation and who the bloody hell you are.
God damn it.
I'm one of those guys that plays in lots of bands in Auckland.
Exactly my point. That's why. Yeah.
So we don't need to get into all of that. But, I've been doing this thing called Cram John over the last month and put a song out and playing some shows.
Nice.
It's nice getting back into it.
Now,
playing with this synth.
Yeah. With the Cream Jean, did you kind of assemble the band and then provide the bits and pieces? Because somebody's playing the synth, but it's not you. As John said, he was like, I thought he played the guitar.
Yes. I've had this for like a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, back a long time ago when I was playing predominantly synths more in bands, we went on tour to Australia and I had like a DX7, which was like,
wow, that's pretty. That's a weird
amazing
thing to
synth
with,
and a really stupid synth to take traveling with. And then, not only because it's like real heavy, and it was like the shortest in the band, so I was like trying to catch up with everyone like running around Melbourne. But it's like programming a photocopier.
Super digital, yeah.
So like you'd be on stage and you just get lost.
Yeah,
and you'd be like, excuse me, I just need to get a screwdriver and a little flashlight out. So
does this thing, the Korg Delta, that doesn't have presets? We're before.
No,
presets,
this is like this is. So I was talking to Jeremy Toy from She's So Rad, and he was like, this is a great synth. He had one because you can't really get lost in it live. It's got
right. Yeah, it's got a knob for.
It's got knobs to do things, but. But you can't really get lost.
Nice.
Like, you can't lose your sound too easily. So it's kind of good, especially for dark situations. Is that coming through?
What's great about its sound in particular? What is its particular attraction?
The main thing I like about it is purely this.
Oh.
Old technology. I should have brought in the software version.
We're going through it. It's just coming through.
That's probably like my favorite thing is that it just does this. Really well, which a lot of like,
scene change.
Yeah, like a lot of synths kind of do things like that. I don't know, it's just got some really weird like idiosyncrasies that I haven't really heard in other synths. Like essentially it's half strings, half synthesizer, and it's like really easy. You can just control it here. So
right.
You can turn up strings and go, or you can do a synth, and then you can kind of just meld the two together.
For those nice big sort of delicious pads.
Yeah, so it's really nice glue to fill in a song.
Right.
Or you can kind of go back to sounds like that.
Actually, just on that, should we play a tune? We're going to go straight to the top of the heap here. You've chosen The Human League.
Yeah.
Now, as mentioned, it's kind of hard to distinguish this synthesizer because it's not a monophonic thing. It's a pad instrument. So expect like the big hugging, swelling stuff to be...
Yeah, the stringy bits, I think, are this. It was, like I was saying, like, I feel like a lot of early bands got this because it was a cheaper way of getting a mono stringy synth.
Right.
But then when they actually got signed to labels, they were like, oh, I'm going to go buy the Trident. It's way better.
Okay.
So you kind of, it's in there somewhere.
In a cocktail bar when I met you.
Going to be 80s songs when somebody shows up to BFM with a synthesizer released in 1978. You knew that was going to happen, everybody.
Yeah. One thing that is impressive is the sheer size of it. It's big.
Do you know, it's funny you say that, John, because apparently it's a slimmed down version of the Korg Trident.
Yeah.
So they actually, as what is true of synthesizers back in the day, they used to get made to kind of stay in one room. But then people were like, oh, I wouldn't mind sort of taking this out.
So this is like the tour version of
yeah.
it. It's got like a wooden bottom. Check it out.
It doesn't have the wooden side panelings, which is just the dead giveaway for an oldie, but good on them for not doing that as well.
It kind of looks like it could be a spaceship.
It does look Russian.
It's just landed.
It looks Russian. It looks cosmonauty.
I wish I could come up with a good description. Yeah, it's just a big slab.
Hey, can you... so those sounds that you were giving us before...
Yep.
Is that what did you what do you guys what's used most in Creme Jean?
I suppose
that was weird. Sorry. Eye contact. Thanks for that.
I just needed to play it.
I think I've been synthed.
Yeah. So like that. I suppose Creme Jean is like I have like heaps of different influences. I suppose like heaps of cheesy influences. Obviously, like really like 80s and a lot of 70s and glam and stuff. And I suppose. This synth actually does a good job of bridging between those things. So it's kind of songs are either like a little guitar-y or a little synthy, but they kind of still, I suppose, adhere to that kind of era.
Nice.
Like, not quite yachty. It's probably a little bit more like glam.
I think you get away with a lot more of things that are analog as well. I know it's
a weird
brag, but it does kind of add a melt to the sound.
It's kind of warm. It's like
especially seen as you run. Do you run it through an amp at the gig?
Yeah.
Fucking A. Okay. Yeah. So it's going through a Vox valve amp right now, ladies and gentlemen, which will definitely add to the cream. The creme.
The creme tone.
Very nice. And we were actually talking off air gigs. What's going on in the realm of Creme Jean? We saw you play the other day. It was fantastic with Skeela and Roy Irwin.
Thank you.
It was very
nice. That was cool. Very cool playing with those guys.
John and I were lit on a Thursday.
We'd had a very large cocktail corner, I was walking around that venue talking to people.
And making friends.
Putting myself out there. And
it was all because of the synth.
Yeah, that's right. What's on the... you guys are playing... Is it Wham-A-Lam this Friday?
Yeah, we're playing Whammy Backroom this Friday with Queen Neptune.
Nice.
And we're also playing with Cindy Trademark, who... They keep saying like, oh, don't tell anyone who's in the band because we don't want to do that thing where we're like,
okay.
Cindy featuring, but it's like the DHDFD guys. And Navy Roy Owen.
Yeah, you could say that on BFM. Yeah. BFM is where, like, the secrets are allowed to slip
like,
out.
Yeah, you should come. It'll be real fun. And, yeah, we're going to play. And we're also playing some shows with Princess Chelsea later this year. But
right on. Yeah. The Hollywood and Lee Sawmill.
Yeah.
She doing basically following Jonathan Bree, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Good times.
I think she's coming. She's preceding him because he's playing the West.
Is it? Oh, you're 100% correct. Yeah. I'm looking. I'm reading in leading. The wrong direction.
Yeah.
Presented by Under the Radar. Go ahead and get tickets for those. Why don't you?
Sorry, John. What were you going to say?
I'm just kind of curious with Cream Jean or Jean. Now,
Cream Jean.
Is it? It's obviously your your concept and your thing that you're running. Do you just? Is it? When you're writing the songs, is it like a group thing or are you like, everyone just do this?
Usually, like, I'm like really into collaborating and just kind of, it was kind of funny because for years it's just been like, I didn't really want to do solo because I kind of prefer just having a band around and like knocking ideas off. But I suppose like as life goes on and everyone's like gets busier and stuff, you kind of just build up this catalog of stuff. And so after Thousand Island kind of, everyone was getting quite busy. I was just kind of like, man, I got a lot of songs. I should just actually knuckle down and just like record them or put them out because there's enough stuff there. So,
nice.
And a lot of it is the kind of thing that it's kind of hard to put together in a band because it's just me like on a synth being like, hey guys, what do you think of this like, little sort of little thing?
Can you hear like, over the bits that I'm hearing?
Yeah,
Brian.
Yeah. So it was kind of cool. Just like I spent the summer, I suppose, like writing songs, and then I've just been slowly recording, and then over the last 2 months, put together this band of people who. Right. Real keen and like real awesome. Like Annabelle, who's playing keys, came on like 2 weeks ago.
Wow, cool.
And she's just like, this synth is sweet, I love it. And just like, nice. Is like nailing it. It's great.
Yeah,
nice. Just out for entertainment's sake, because I know that the amp is your preferred choice, but I do want to try this. There's a phones out, and I just
some
have
binaural
a craving.
Experimentation.
I just want to hear it in my head. So I'm going to try hold the because it's got a bit of a thin, I think it's my connector actually, but I'm going to put that. Do this. Have a black. There it is. Fuck yeah.
Is it?
Oh look, somebody's coming. The synth is buzz good. It's the amplifier buzzing. Look, it's nice and clean when it's plugged in. Got so chubby, eh? Awesome. Hey, man.
That's why there's like, you stop playing that synth.
Oh, man, it sounds fucking mint. Imagine that through a little analog delay. My mind's running away now. Now, what can you tell us about, I guess it's kind of a little bit self-explanatory in the lyrics. Cream Jean, what can you tell us about sleeping at my house?
Sleeping at my house. I suppose it's like, everybody's got people that I suppose like, you know, mooch a bit.
I love the vocal sound in this track. How did you get it? It's so mint.
I don't know.
It sounds good.
I suppose like part of last summer was me going like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I actually need to like have some gear because I'm usually just borrowing stuff of people. So I found like this like weird steampunky looking microphone, which was like not too expensive. And I was like, that'll do. Like I was probably like a little bit fooled by how it looked more.
Yeah,
than
no, but
having,
I mean,
but
you got to have
that
connection to things that aren't necessarily aesthetic. It's important, you know, that to things that are supposed to be for sound, like a guitar, if it feels good on you, then
that's the thing.
What you want, right?
And it was cool, like the dude like let me take a bunch of mics home and try them out, this guy on Rosebank Road who was awesome, Oceania Audio.
They're great, yeah,
amazing. He's like got a den full of synth. It's like, oh wow, so cool. And so I suppose I did that, and then I've just kind of been, I'm not the best engineer mixing guy, so I've just been taking around to a few people like James Danzy at All the Shit Studios, or Jonathan Bree, kind of like had a listen as well. And was like, you should do this with your voice, and that'll help it, you know.
Oh, he's good. His baritone's on the point.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah, he's like, if you really want to do this, then it's,
Hey, Brad, thanks so much for bringing the Delta in. That was an absolute treat, and it's quite a beast. So good luck walking back down the stairs.
Yeah.
And
I'm just going to chuck it out the window.
Let's play this Cream Jean, and everybody get along to the gig at Whammy Backroom, and of course, even more stellar occasion there with Princess Chelsea at both Lee Stormall and Hollywood in Avondale.
Cool. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Here's the track.
Tools of the Trade.